This is John. Can I help you?
Hey, John. It's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ruben.
DACA. DACA finally done, right?
Yeah, I think everything is good. We got the payment in. We got the delivery and acceptance form in. I think we're good on DACA.
Yeah, I talked to them today. We sent the wire.
Okay, fantastic. So that should be a done deal then, right?
Those people are crazy, yeah.
They're fucking nuts. Hey, listen, I've got Jose from JC Trucking on the other line right now.
Oh, can you tell him that you'll call him back so I can tell you what we can go over?
Yeah, hang on a second. Hang on a second, and I'll tell him. I'll give him a call right back.
Thanks, brother.
You bet.
At Bank of Cardiff, we're dedicated to building long-term relationships with our clients by delivering cost-effective financial products that help your business achieve its potential.
All right. I almost had him convinced that he's the one driving this deal, not the fucking dealer. What's going on, Ruben?
So, and is Tony with you or no?
Tony is three chairs away. You want me to bring him over? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. So, because he the guy's like, I want Tony to call me so everyone can be on the same page.
Okay, so let me have him call you and then you can connect us together.
Cool.
Okay, hang on a second.
I don't know if this will connect, actually. Let's see.
Or hang on a second. Let me see if I can do it from here. Hang on a second, Ruben. I'm going to call...
Sure. Take your time.
Not the name. Jonathan, phone number.
What's your number?
858-1-8-5-8-909-8891. At Bank of Cardiff, we're dedicated to...
Okay, Ruben?
Yeah.
Anthony?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey,
all
Tony,
of us
what's
are
going on?
Hey, what's going on? Not much, you know, just trying to work, trying to get some money.
Gotcha. All right, so let me tell you what's going on in this. I just spoke to the customer and the vendor, so a lot of different moving parts. So when we were trying to finance this, we made documents off $72,499. The customer has to put some money down. In this case, it was that $14,499 plus like a documentation fee. What we were doing was, we were trying to make it easy on Jose, which said, hey, look, instead, now normally on our transactions, you have to put your first and last payment due on signing. So let's say on $72,499, in this case, let's say that he had no down payment, it would just be those two payments due at signing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, if we finance $58,000, does that help the customer? No, it doesn't. Because most likely, they will have to write us a check for the first and last payment, plus the money they've already given to the dealer. The transaction that we proposed to them was, hey dude, since you have to write a big check, the $14,499, we will count that, not as a down payment, but as your first full month. So instead of you having to write that plus first and last, it's just that only, just one payment. Does that make sense, guys?
Okay. Yeah.
If it doesn't, let me know, because I know this is somewhat complex. It's kind of the first time for this. So, okay,
I, this is John, Ruben, so I just want to make sure you understand. So the $14,499 is going to be used as the first and the last month?
No, just as the first payment only. So we're just doing one first payment only, waiving the last payment. So it's one payment of that $14,000 and change, that is his first month, and then he has 59 remaining payments.
Okay.
So... in this case, what the dealer wants to do is, the dealer is afraid, dealers, you know, it is what it is, the dealer's afraid that if he gives the deposit back, the guy will go to somewhere else, which I don't think he will, but that's the dealer's fear.
Right.
The dealer is also telling us that he's been doing this for a long time, and the down payment never goes to the bank, and he's just wrong. But most importantly, the whole difference is, if we do this deal for $58,000, we're going to have to write a check. He's going to probably have to write us a check. The customer is going to have to write us a check for more money. And this might not be money the customer has, because he's already shelled out a lot. So it's basically saving the customer. The first and last payment, the payments are, I don't know, around like at least a grand or something, easily. So it's basically saving the customer $2,000 and change. Here's what I've done. I've gone to the funding manager and said, hey, look, the dealer's kind of not the nicest person, so can we do the whole deal, send the dealer the money, and then get that 14 back from the dealer? I'm waiting to hear back on that. I won't hear until tomorrow. But okay. I think the most important, when I called the dealer, they said, hey, guys, he's like, well, the customer doesn't want to give the money back to you, down payment to you guys, which I really don't believe.
So yeah, I'm talking to Jose, and that's not the case. He would have been more than willing to send us the check, but the dealer told him he's got to give it to him.
Yeah, the vendor, I spoke with the vendor, and that's the situation. He's not trying to give up the money.
Yeah, the vendor already has the money, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to hear back tomorrow. We won't get an answer today, unfortunately. But I think the whole thing for you guys are on the same page is to kind of like tell the dealer, like, hey, or the customer, like, hey, look, it's not us being difficult. And what the dealer's trying to say is, well, I'll just shop him to all these other banks. He's trying to be like, you know, puff his chest out and be like a dick. But the reality is, the biggest thing is for you guys to say, like, hey, Mr. Customer, don't listen to anything this dealer is telling you. You know? Mm-hmm. So we're going to hold tight. But let me walk you through what would happen if the customer... Has the customer signed docs with those guys yet or no? Have they not sent the docs back?
No.
He has not sent them back.
So here's what I would encourage you to do. Have the customer sign the docs and send them to us. The question is why. Well, he should send everything to us, get it notarized, and send to us. So, as we work out this funding situation, maybe we have to get one page re-signed. At least we're getting the ball rolling. We're getting commitment. How would this deal work with the vendor, with the dealer, if we kept it as is? The customer would send us the documents. The second the customer gave back the money to the vendor gave back the money to the customer would then wire us the down payment. We'd then send it in for funding and a day or two get them paid. You know, do a quick site inspection, get them paid. So at least the customer he knows that the dealer is trying to hold the money hostage, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, that's all you got. You got a dealer who's trying to hold the money hostage. Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out a solution, guys. I will know tomorrow. I would just encourage you guys to make sure that this customer does not try to talk to any other financing company the dealer is aligned with.
Okay.
Just like, hey, right, like, so dude, we'll if the dealer's trying to be, yeah, if the dealer's trying to be like this pushy, just like, let us handle it. We're going to try to find a resolution tomorrow. But if push comes to shove, the customer needs to understand that if we can't find a solution, we'll know tomorrow. But if we can't find a solution, you have to ask the customer, like, hey, would you be okay doing $58,000 and writing us a check for the first and last? You have to have them understand why we're trying to do it, because we're trying to save him money out of pocket.
Right.
Okay. Cool. Sorry, it's a little complex.
No, I mean, you broke it down. Okay. So right now we're going to see if we can work it in a way so we can fund the dealer the whole amount. And then he can send us over the $14,000 whatever
dollars. That's what I've asked.
And you won't know until tomorrow.
I won't know until tomorrow. It's usually the answer. The answer that I'm usually told is F off. But it's worth asking because it is what it is. The only problem is sometimes these dealers will basically refuse to give the money back and they'll try to create difficulties. But I will know tomorrow, and I'm trying to talk to the best person I know here to make that happen.
Okay, so I'm going to tell, so right now I'm going to call JC Trucking back, tell him to hold off till at least midday tomorrow. We should have an answer by then, right?
Yeah, we should have an answer by midday, but if he wants to start getting the documents notarized and completed, even without sending us the money, he should to get the ball in motion.
And send them directly to Tony.
So he can commit, okay.
Correct. And he has a FedEx with us, so he can take them and FedEx them back to us free of charge.
Okay.
Okay.
And just make sure he uses blue ink when completing the documents, please.
Okay.
You got it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care.
You got it.
Bye. Bye-bye.